Sounds like you're hard at work already this morning.
Well, it's been a bit busy year here. Our season got going in early August, and as far as the retail part of the season, retail sales for us, it will begin to peak here this next weekend, and then we expect a strong month of October for retail sales here at the orchard.
It sounds like it's been a tough year in Wisconsin. Some orchards haven't even opened because they just don't have enough apples, and we're seeing some 80% crop loss figures from some orchards. How are you being affected?
Well, it certainly has been a challenging year. For us, it all began about the 15th of March, if you can remember back then, with the heat wave there in March. We just about had to think about bringing in our bees for pollination in March, but we bloomed here in early April, and then we had three or four nights of substantial freezing weather here right during early April. So it's been an early season. We were very fortunate in Gay's Mills here to still wind up with a real nice crop.
Could you put a percentage on your loss?
What's that? On our loss, we're not quite sure yet. Everything that we've picked out so far has been above expectations, and we're expecting to wind up here with about 80-plus percent of what we picked last year, which was a great year. So Gay's Mills area was very fortunate. The Richland Center area has a good crop. Door County has a good crop. And as far as the rest of the state, I know there are apples. I know they have crops in those areas too. But all I can speak for is especially is our area here, and we were just blessed to have a real good crop.
And people looking for apples retail probably shouldn't have a problem because while it was a tough summer in Wisconsin, the weather was pretty good in Washington State.
Yeah, that area out west is going to have the largest crop that they've ever had out there. So there's a lot of apples out west that are going to be heading this way.
Perhaps one silver lining in the cloud of a tough year is that the berries that are being harvested may be smaller and pack more flavor.
We have a good share of our orchard that is irrigated, and so we've got real good size. We've had real good size all the way along the line, and a lot of bright sun this year to bring out the sugars in the fruit, that's for sure.
What about those Wisconsin orchards that were really devastated this year? How do you prepare for losses like that, 80% and more? Is there some kind of safety net?
I can only speak for ourselves, but we carry multi-peril crop insurance here, which would insure us to some degree against a freeze. I cannot speak for anyone else, but that's what we do here.
Alan Teach, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.